With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana State University faculty members have open debate on whether to establish an economics research center funded by a five-year grant from the Charles Koch Foundation. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the Faculty Senate's decision Wednesday leads to a vote in 2 weeks on whether to approve the Center for Regulation and Applied Economic Analysis. The $5.7 million gift from Republican donor Charles Koch was rewarded in 2016. Opponents of the center have raised concerns about how the Koch money would influence the university's research. Whitefish native Maggie Voisin is competing in the Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea tonight in the women's slopestyle skiing event. Nikki Willette reports.
I'm at a bar in Whitefish where locals are sure to turn out tonight to cheer on 19-year-old Voisin. She's competing in Pyeongchang fresh off winning the 2018 X Games in Aspen. She's the first American woman to ever win X Games gold. On the podium, she said,
"Just taking it day by day, not trying to get ahead of myself. And of course, this is a big confidence boost going into Pyeongchang."
Voisin qualified for the 2014 Games in Sochi, but broke her fibula during a training run and was unable to compete. The Olympic slopestyle event airs tonight on NBC. Preliminaries start at 6. The final event begins at 9. In Whitefish, I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.
Hunters killed at least 9 infected deer during a pair of special hunts intended to gauge the prevalence of a newly found wildlife disease in Montana. State officials announced today that hunters killed more than 450 deer before the special hunts ended this week in Bridger and Liberty counties. Tests on some of the animals are still pending. Biologists are looking for chronic wasting disease, a fatal neurological illness that first appeared in Montana last fall. Yesterday, wildlife commissioners approved maximum quotas of up to 5,000 deer, 1,000 elk, and 20 moose that could be killed during any additional special hunts over the next 2 years. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesman Greg Lemon said the agency hopes to keep the prevalence rate below 5% of any animals in a given population. The number of flu cases in Montana continues to climb, with 859 new cases reported last week, the most recent reporting period. A month ago, about 500 cases were reported in a single week. The state health department says influenza continues to be widespread in Montana. So far this flu season, more than 5,000 cases have been reported in the state. More than 10% of those resulted in hospitalizations. 24 deaths due to the flu have been reported in Montana this season. All but 3 of those deaths were people age 65 and older. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says new data shows that this season's flu vaccine is working slightly better than previously believed. The agency says that overall, it's about 36% effective at preventing flu. The CDC also says the vaccine is working better for children aged 6 months to 8 years than for older adults. The latest flu report from Montana's Department of Public Health and Human Services is available on our website, mtpr.org.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. The White House says President Donald Trump intends to nominate Rodney Ostermiller as Montana's next U.S. Marshal. Ostermiller, who would succeed former Marshal Daryl Bell, has filled the position on an acting basis since October. Prior to that, Ostermiller served as Chief Deputy Marshal for the state since 2004. The Marshal's Service is the law enforcement arm of the federal court system, with duties that include apprehending fugitives, protecting judges and witnesses, and transporting federal prisoners. The architect behind Butte's new terminal airport says its design was meant to be fun and capture the history and essence of the mining city. The Montana Standard reports the terminal features a custom-made metal gate inspired by cages that lower workers into mines, stained glass and checkerboard portals inspired by Butte churches, and a wide headframe entrance. Now that the terminal is complete, Airport Authority Board Chairman David Holman says they are looking to draw in another airline. Brace yourselves for some weekend weather. The National Weather Service advises that an Arctic cold front moving south across western Montana this weekend will bring winter storm conditions, including snow and high winds, to much of the area.
Travel will be hazardous to impossible with the blowing and drifting snow and low visibility.
Residents from Kalispell down to Missoula should be prepared to see a couple of inches of snowfall by tonight, which could impact driving conditions. Northwest Montana valleys can expect 8 to 12 inches of snowfall throughout the weekend, with the greatest impact late Saturday afternoon into Sunday morning. Missoula's National Weather Service station warns that US 2, from Marias Pass into Kalispell and into the Mission Mountains, will experience blizzard-like conditions. As the Arctic front moves south, I-90 east of Missoula could see similarly treacherous conditions Sunday morning.
Wind damage is also possible, as winds could gust up to 50 miles per hour, which could lead to trees falling on power lines.
The weekend storm will be followed by cold temperatures dipping well below zero across the region, starting Monday and continuing into early next week. The Weather Service reminds residents to watch out for frostbite and to take precautions with newborn livestock. I'm Maxine Spire with Montana Public Radio.